I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Oh yes, as always, we hope you'll enjoy the show, and it's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I'm here with all the curmudgeonly goodness of computery stuff for you this week, as always. Now, before we get started, let me tell you what's been going on in my world, which is a very strange and furry world, actually, but at any rate... Yes, there's been much weirdness happening, and that is, over the last few weeks, I've been trying to recover from a giant, massive, humongous, immense system crash. I mentioned it in passing off and on during several of the past podcasts, but my brain has been rather fried from restoring all the stuff I had to restore, rebuilding all the things I had to rebuild, and generally getting 50-some-odd websites back up to snuff, as the colloquial expression goes. Expression goes. You gotta wonder about up to snuff as an expression. What's that mean? Anyway, the point is that I've just been very busy and very, I don't know, strung out, maybe is the word I'm looking for. I don't know. It's just been hard. It's just been so hard. Anyway, okay, time to gather myself. Okay, I think I've gathered again. Anyway, here's the thing. We've got stuff to talk about this week. I actually got to do some blogging and own some things that I'm rather interested in, which is always a good thing to blog about. You don't want to blog about things you're not interested in, because if you're bored, then your audience is bored. And if your audience gets bored, they'll turn over to some other tech show. Ha, ha, ha. Speaking of which, guess what?
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcasts.com. If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, indeed. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. And, of course, we like to remind you of that fact. You know, usually I have a tech podcast promo to put right about here in the podcast. But today, I'm going to do something very different, and that is simply to encourage you to go to techpodcast.com and look at the plethora of tech podcasts available to you there. You know, some of them, I like to run their promos just because they're so funny. Some of them are so serious. Matter of fact, I was listening to one this week where the guy was just so serious, I thought, dude, lighten up. Anyway, so after listening to several promos, I thought, you know, why not just tell them, go to the website, check it out. I think you will be impressed. Speaking of websites, if you're not just tech specific, you know, the doctor, he tends to be very computer techy specific. You can also go to Blueberry. I'm also a member of that community. They're affiliated with Tech Podcast Network. They're both, you know, creations of Raw Voice Media Communications. And so I'm a member of the Blueberry community, but Blueberry is a broader community. There's podcasts about everything you can imagine on Blueberry, so check that one out as well. And I might as well play their promo here.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
I just like the way he says that, blueberry.com. It's just very cool. Anyway, okay. Let me mention right here at the top of the podcast, more or less, we're 5 minutes and 7 seconds into it, but I won't quibble. Anyway, the point is, let me mention that we are sponsored by Citrix Systems, makers of GoToMyPC. And as I mentioned over the last few weeks, when I do my little spot here, that GoToMyPC now works on the Mac. So you can Macintosh your GoToMyPC PC going to. So cool! Go, if you are a Mac user, and download GoToMyPC. How do you do that, you ask? You go to drbill.cc, drbill.cc. Look over on the right-hand corner, and there's a little logo thingy there for GoToMyPC. Click that, and you can get a 30-day free trial. 30 days free to go to your PC from anywhere on the interwebs. And so I'd encourage you to do that, because it will be helpful to you to be able to get to your PC, let's say at work, or wherever, maybe from home while you're at work. Who knows? You may need files wherever you are on the internet. You can use GoToMyPC to get there and be the hero and be able to get the file no matter where you are. Which, if you're in a meeting in Cucamonga and you need a file from home, that's going to be one of the ways to get there, is to use GoToMyPC. Matter of fact, it might be your only way to get there. So I'd encourage you to try the 30-day free trial. It will be good for you. Also, while you're looking at that GoToMyPC ad there on drbill.cc, the website, you can also find the little line that says Shameless Commerce Center. Click that, and you'll go to the bottom of the page, and down there, we've got lots of things for you to click on. Matter of fact, let me mention one of the really special ones. You know, I know some people say, Dr. Bill, why do you take all this time for all these commercials? It's not that much. And besides that, some of them are really cool. Like, for instance, the Blockbuster ad. If you click on that Blockbuster ad, they've got a special going on right now. You wouldn't believe it. You gotta check it out. So click on that. See what they have for you. You'll be amazed. I'll keep it a secret. So you click on it and look at it and go, whoa, oh, dude. Anyway, lots of cool things that you can click on there and benefit from. And of course, just so many ways you can help the doctor by clicking through those ads. Matter of fact, if you would tell your friends through an email, hey, go click on the doctor's ads, that would be really cool with me. Yeah. Okay, let's get to... Oh, I know. Let's not go to the tech news. That's where I was headed. Instead, let's do our geek culture. The geek culture this week is brought to you courtesy of the Game Master. He told dear old dad about another geek culture. And actually, it's a continuation of one we've already done in the past, which is just some random guys... videos that he puts on YouTube. He does this neat parody of the Mac and PC ads where he says, hi, I'm a Marvel. Hi, I'm a PC. And, you know, or DC, sorry, PC, Mac, PC, you know what I mean. Anyway, so Marvel and DC characters kind of going at each other, and it gets rather strange. Well, this time he put up an ad, since Hellboy is going to be in the theaters at the same time as Batman. Then he couldn't resist. So let's listen to just some random guys' geek culture for this week.
Hi, I'm a Marvel. I said I'm a Marvel.
And that's cool.
No, you're supposed to say what company you're with. So, I'm a Marvel and...
I'm independently owned by my creator who distributes his work through Dark Horse.
Okay.
Sorry, it's my first time.
Keep it moving, keep it moving, come on. Now, this is the part where we fight about our differences, okay?
Okay.
So, my first movie made $300 million, and your first movie...
Jerk.
Hi, Hulk Marvel.
I'm Hellboy, from Hell.
Hulk misunderstood monster.
Hey, me too.
Really? Hulk help humans, but they still hate him.
Oh, me too!
Really? You just like Hulk!
Oh, man, finally, someone who understands.
Yes!
Someone who knows what it's like to look like a monster all the time.
Exactly! Except when Hulk changed back to Bruce Banner. But still!
You...
Oh, crap.
So you hear sad music when you walk away, too?
Let me check.
You hear it yet? Hello?
Oh, May 1st? Oh, okay. I'm Hellboy.
I'm Batman.
Nice. Keeping it simple. I like that. So what do?
I protect Gotham City from psychopaths.
I protect the Earth from Armageddon.
You're welcome.
So what else?
I use an arsenal of weapons such as batarangs, smoke bombs, grappling hooks, batmobiles, and bat pods.
I got this.
Very nice.
Thanks. Anything else?
Well, after witnessing my parents' murder, I vowed to avenge their deaths. I became a creature of the night, striking terror in the hearts of criminals everywhere by becoming what they fear most, the Batman. Fear itself. I am the night.
I like cats.
Me too.
Is that why you got Meow Mix in your pocket?
That's personal.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can go along with that. I like cats. I have my own kitty. Yes, Tiger. But I suspect, as the Game Master just pointed out to me, that Hellboy likes to eat cats. You know, Alf liked to eat cats. I wonder if they're related. Well, anyway. These are questions that we may never get the answers to. These are questions you may never want the answers to. At any rate... guess what? It is finally time for the tech news. By the way, I encourage you to go to YouTube and look up Batman and Hellboy and I'm a Marvel, I'm a PC, you know, all those good things. Check those out because they are funny. This guy is good. I like his stuff. The Game Master said he even favorited this last one. Dude, high praise from the Game Master. Yes, indeed. Okay, time for the tech news. The tech news involves AVG. Now, as you know, AVG is my favorite antivirus because of one major reason. It's free! Yes, indeed, free antivirus. And actually, you know, to be somewhat serious here, it's actually very good antivirus. It finds viruses that some of the major... antiviruses don't locate. Symantec. You know, some of these other programs that just don't do as good a job, and yet AVG is free. That's F-R-E-E, free. So, that's one reason, a major reason, that I like it. But the thing is, there's a lot of people very confused about AVG. There's a couple of things I need to mention right off the bat. AVG is produced by a German company called Grisoft, G-R-I-S-O-F-T. They recently changed their name to AVG. In other words, they changed the name of their company to match their product. Now, I think that's because every time somebody would tell you, go get the free antivirus at Grisoft.com, everybody went, the what? So, once you become really known for your antivirus and it's called AVG... people just kind of expect your website to be AVG too, you know what I mean? So anyway, it's now changed. Grisoft.com still works. You can still go there. As a matter of fact, what I always tell people to type is type free.grisoft.com. I'm typing it right now into Firefox. Yes. Now, free.grisoft.com, however, now maps to free.avg.com. So, if you will just make it simple, go to free.avg.com. Here's what you have to do. Look on the left-hand side. It says Free Basic Protection. Click Get It Now. That will take you to a page where you have to scroll down to the middle of the page, kind of, to another place where it says Click Here to Download. You click there. It then takes you to another page where there's a big thing that says Download AVG Free 8.0. You click that. And that will take you go to download.com, where you can click download now and finally download the free antivirus. Now, how many clicks was that? Oh, at least 4. Now, you might ask yourself, why would they want me to click through 4 different links in order to get a free antivirus? Well, because they want to sell you the commercial edition, duh. And, of course, the way to do that is to take you through several pages where they're saying, "Whoa, hey, buy her antivirus. Dudes, come on, buy it." No, I'd rather just download it for free. So you have to click through a few things, so click. It's the internet. That's what it's designed for. So anyway, the bottom line is, you see, that many people have gotten very confused because when we went from 6 to 7 of AVG, in other words, version 6 to version 7, everybody thought, oh no, AVG is not free anymore, because they put in that little ad that said, you must upgrade. You need to buy the new version. Well, I told everybody back then, you don't have to buy it. You can just download it for free. They're just trying to sell it to you. And I can't blame them. That's fine. Same thing happened from 7 to 8. People started calling me. I had friends calling me, Dr. Bill, what am I going to do? They want me to pay for it now. I said, look, it's still free. So anyway, you've heard me rant about all of that before. That's not news. The news is that they have fixed the link scanner feature in version 8. Now that's worth talking about. So, are you ready? The real news is this. AVG's link scanner is fixed. They were getting lots of complaints because the new link scanner feature was generating lots of false traffic to websites. See, what the link scanner does is if you go to Google and you Google something and it lists this long page worth of stuff about it, there's this little green thingy there that says this site is safe. Now, in order to do that, they have to go kind of out to the site and query it and say, do you have evil malware virus stuff out there? And it says, well, no. And so it comes back and says, okay, you get the green light. Well, that was generating lots of site traffic that it really shouldn't have. And so they have fixed that now. So there's a little update. You need to click on that and get your update to AVG. So, good stuff. I'd encourage you to check out AVG. Excellent protection. And now, it not only does antivirus, it does some anti-malware stuff as well. Basically everything but rootkits is it'll sense that. Now, the commercial version will do the rootkit detection, and for that reason, you may want to consider buying it. I am not against it whatsoever, but I do like telling people that they should get AVG free because they need protection on the internet. Right, okay. Bro, that means it's time for another Geek Software of the Week, and this week's Geek Software of the Week is TimeLift. TimeLift is a cool little utility. Now, I had a little situation at work, not a big deal, but basically I've got one of those little small apartment-sized refrigerators, little bitty guy, and I went to the store and bought it some time back, and, you know, it said, cool refrigerator. Refrigerators should be cool, so that was good, and it said, it's energy efficient. Now, all this energy efficientness, I usually talk about it being an Al Gore refrigerator, so that's just my way of saying that it's energy efficient. And that's fine, but part of its being energy efficient is that it doesn't keep things cool. It just keeps them kind of slightly chilled, you know? I used to have a little refrigerator in another office before I dropped it and broke it. Sorry. But anyway, it would keep things really, really cold, and I like my diet soft drinks very cold. And so I was frustrated because here's this new refrigerator and it doesn't keep things cold. So right outside my office is the break room at work, and that has a real refrigerator with a real freezer. A great old big old 6-foot guy, you know? So I said to myself, ooh, I can put my drink in the freezer part, and if I leave it there long enough, it'll get really, really cold. But, you know, if you leave it there too long, it'll freeze and probably explode. Ha! That would not be good, particularly at work. Bad move. And so, I thought to myself, I need to be able to put my drink in the freezer, but then let the computer tell me, yo, dude, go get your drink before it freezes solid. So I said, how am I going to do that? And so I searched and found this utility, Time Lift. You can set it to tell you that something that you have programmed it for has occurred, or you can set it to, like, launch a program or do all kinds of things. It's a reminder, it's a tray clock, it's a countdown clock, it's a stopwatch, it's a timer. It allows you to put stickers on your screen. It will synchronize your PC to the atomic clock servers all over the world. You can even use it to watch auctions on eBay. It's just amazing! And of course, it's free! So, go check it out, dude. Now, next item! This next item, I found, very sad. And that is the creator, the founder. Now, think about this. This lady founded a company. Now, you know, it's somewhat unusual, particularly in the tech industry, for a lady to be able to found a very successful company. And she did, Diane Greene. Cool. Kudos to her. But guess what happened to her this week? She got ousted from her own company. You say, how can that happen? Well, here's how. You start a company. You grow it to a million-dollar company, like she did with VMware, because that's the company, VMware. And then you go public, and you get bought up by EMC, who makes, you know, storage systems and so forth. Matter of fact, we have an EMC SAN at work, where I'm the VMware administrator, and we're SAN attached with our VMware hosts to the EMC SAN. And so I was very into this article. I was like, what? Green has been ousted from VMware? I mean, it's her own company. But see, that's what happens when you take it public and you sell out to a large company, and the company says, you're not doing as well as we think you should, so you're out of here. Dude, man, that's harsh. I was pretty shocked. I mean, you know, it wasn't that long ago, just a couple months ago. Everybody's talking about, whoa, Diane Green, man, she really knows what she's up to. Now they're ousting her. Wow. Anyway, it's kind of sad for me because, I mean, I'm a VMware guy, you know? And anyway, just kind of sad. Shed a tear for Diane Green. I'm sure she'll go on to big things. I mean, after all, anybody that can create a company that's as successful as VMware, she'll probably turn around and create a company that's even more successful and go, hope she does. Ha. Anyway, next item. If you have an Apple TV, it is time to update. You know, Apple just launched their Mobile Me service. Oh, there's that telephone again. Tell you what, I'd better just answer that phone. Hold this thought right now. Okay, I'm back. Sigh. The phone rings right in the middle of a podcast. What's in 140-some-odd podcast? How often has that happened? Maybe twice. Oh, well. Anyway, speaking of that, it's podcast number 144, and as I record this, it is July the 12th. Yes, and so now you know the date that I recorded this and the date that I got a phone call, which I am not going to tell you what it was about. Ha ha! Preserve the mystery. Anyway, back to the item. The item is about Apple, and Apple has launched a new Mobile Me service. They've morphed their .Mac service into Mobile Me. I know that's a very lame name. I think it's extremely lame. But okay, there you go. Anyway, as part of morphing mobile .Mac into Mobile Me, they need to release an update to their Apple TV and iTunes and things of that nature. But there's also a need to release an update to Apple TV because of security issues, including buffer overflows. Ooh, hate those buffer overflows. So those things could be used to launch arbitrary code and crash your Apple TV. And if you're watching some movie, you don't want it to crash while you're watching it. So download those updates. Okay, next item. This item is one that I just couldn't resist. I tried to resist, but I just couldn't. It's just too good. You know that I'm not such a big fan of the whole global warming thing, right? Matter of fact, between you and me, come here. I think it's totally bogus. But anyway, that's okay. That's okay. If you think global warming is real and you think the world's about to end by being fried into a little crispy ball, that's okay with me. I'm down with that. You're okay. I'm okay. It's all good. So don't send me emails saying, Dr. Bill, you are a twit because you don't believe in global warming. That's okay. I don't believe in Santa Claus either, but I don't go around telling little kids, hey, did you know there's no Santa Claus? So, you know, it's okay. Anyway, the thing is, this week we had big news on the global warming front, and that is scientists have determined that one of the major contributors to global warming is, are you ready? Are you ready? Clean air! In other words, what they're saying is that we've been cleaning the air, we've been getting all those nasty little particles out, we've been helping fight pollution. And that's caused the air to be nice and clear. And with the air nice and clear, the sun can beat down on the earth and warm it up because there's nothing in the air to block those rays from the sun. So, clean air is causing global warming. Okay. Now, dare I suggest that maybe we need to pollute more so that we can get particles in the air and block those nasty sun rays and cause the earth to be covered with a shroud of pollution so that it will block those rays and keep the earth nice and cool, like when you're under an umbrella there on the beach. Wouldn't that be good to do? No. But it sounds fun anyway, doesn't it? I just couldn't resist this article. I really thought I shouldn't put this in my blog. My blog is about computer stuff. But I just couldn't resist. I also thought it was interesting that they have a quote in the article that says, listen to this very closely, other studies show that increased water vapor in the atmosphere is reinforcing the impact of man-made, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, greenhouse gas emissions. Scientists suggest both trends may push temperatures higher than believed. But then they say there is an urgent need for further research, particularly at sea. Now, I can see the scientists sitting around in their beach chairs beside the sea going, yeah, dude, send us more research money, man. We need more. We've got to research this after all. Isn't that a pretty blue sky? Anyway, it's just too entertaining. Now, as I mentioned in my article, what happens when the scientists discover that breathing causes global warming? After all, what do we breathe out? Carbon dioxide. Whoa! So if we all would just quit breathing, we would have a cleaner planet. And we wouldn't have global warming. But then it seems that the environmentalist wackos want everyone to be taken off the planet, perhaps in a spaceship, and then leave the Earth free to be clean and happy. Well, I guess we've had enough fun with the old global warming thing, haven't we? Just remember, Elio, it's your fault because you egged me on to originally talk about global warming on the podcast. Yes. And I'm sure he's having a good time with that right now. Anyway, next and final item. Microsoft will begin pushing XP Service Pack 3 to users. Now, in my blog, I say, you will do what we say. And yes, I did spell it wrong on purpose, so don't send me emails. Microsoft is going to push out Service Pack 3 to users whether they want it or not. And, of course, you can opt out, but you have to download a program that will block it. You see, otherwise they will take over your PC. We have taken over your PC. It is for your own good. We will install Service Pack 3 whether you want it or not. Do not change the channel. You know, like the old Outer Limits TV show. Anyway, I'm in a weird mood this week. Can you tell? Yeah. Well, you know, I guess we'll just ease on out of here, you know. I suspect that we will soon hear that music. You know, every week I say that, and people wonder, why does Dr. Bill hear this music come up? What is going on with that? Well, it's because I have to slide the little slider over to the middle of the intro song to get the music, to then hit the button and then fade in the music so that it tells me it's time for the doctor to get out of here. And just such a character.